Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, and we're going to continue day 89 by giving you the summary of Klal Beis. And it's talking about Rechilus, the halachas of Rechilus. Rechilus is prohibited. Not only where Reuven publicly told Shimon how Levi maligned him, how Levi said something bad about him or did something against him, but even where Reuven told Shimon publicly, he told him publicly about that, but even when Reuven told Shimon privately, so that only Shimon was the one who heard it, that's still Rechilus. If Reuven told Shimon what Levi said about him, and the words were unclear whether Levi had in fact disparaged Shimon. In other words, he told him something that Levi said about him that's parv, seemingly. It doesn't seem to be that it's bad. Reuven may not indicate in any manner that Levi meant the negative interpretation. Right? So he can't like even make with his hand kind of motions or with his face kind of motions or any of those kind of things to make him feel that there was some, that this parva thing was really somewhat negative. Moreover, expressing the words even in a favorable manner is prohibited where he knows that Shimon is belligerent and will interpret the matter negatively in any case. If he knows that Shimon's a bad guy, or whatever, a negative person, and he's going to always interpret whatever's told to him negatively, so even telling him something parv shouldn't be told to him because he will take it and translate it negatively. According to one opinion, if Levi spoke negatively about Shimon in the presence of three listeners, so the original action was done b'apetlasa in front of three, so it is permitted to inform Shimon, Reuven can tell Shimon what Levi said about him because it was done by Apitlas and three people. Since we assume that Shimon would end up hearing it anyway, again, that is the hetero of Apitlasa of doing it in front of three people. We'd hear the negative comments in any case. However, that's what Chafetz Chaim said, that we do not rule in accordance with this lenient opinion because most Rishonim disagree with this, and they say even by Apitlasa, he should not be saying it. Even if the original thing happened with Apitlas, he should not be telling it over to him accordingly. So therefore, give an example of what that means. We just said that that whole scenario of Apitlas. Accordingly, if Reuven planned to withdraw from his business interest with Shimon, right? So we're going to flip this around for a minute, right? Reuven told Shimon about Levi, so we're talking about Levi told, Levi and Shimon are, Levi and Shimon are partners, so therefore, if Levi planned to withdraw his business interest with Shimon, because he was interested in a totally different opportunity, but it didn't work out. Now, Shimon never knew that Levi was going on to something else, and he never knew that it didn't work out, and he never knew that he came back. So it's forbidden for Reuven to tell Shimon about Levi's plans, even if three or more people had already heard about Levi's plans. Because you're hurting him financially, and even it might hurt him in more physical ways or emotional ways than that. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.